you're listening pretty late, and I just off the air spent a couple moments speaking to our guest and told her immediately I was going to geek out because I'm a crazy fan for her. Jane Lynch is on the line with us, and I have to tell you, there is an episode of Gilmore Girls that I just started screaming when I saw you playing the nurse dealing with Emily. So.
They have a whole. They have shows coming out on Netflix.
I thought that for sure they should bring you back for the Netflix miniseries. How are you doing?
Well, I have yet to be invited. I'm great. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be home. It's a terrific feeling.
And I know that you have a CD, a Christmas CD, which I'm thrilled about because you know what? We need so much. I'm ready for Christmas now, Jane. I'm going to be honest with you.
Me too.
I've never needed Christmas music so much in my life. Can you tell me a little bit about this collection of songs?
I sure can. It's 10 regular carols that we've done, just lushly arranged, if I do say so myself, by Tony Guerrero, our band leader. We have a quintet, but we've also added strings and horns. And it's a real retro album. It goes back to about like 1958, 1960, when you had those really tight harmonies. And Kate Flannery, who was Meredith the Drunk on The Office and a good friend of mine, and this guy Tim Davis, the three of us do these very tight harmonies with this beautiful quintet, jazz quintet behind us. And there's 5 original songs as well. And it's definitely something I think that is needed. I'm so glad I'm doing this right now. It's making me so happy. They're playing the song on the radio, and I hope you guys will too. It's just great. It's good to be happy about something. It's been a tough week, politically for those of us who voted the other way. And, it's kind of shocking and stunning. So it's kind of nice to sit back and think some stuff.
It must be, because I know that right before the election, you had gotten together with the Funny or Die folks and did a video, really kind of trying to drive that last week home of how important it is to vote.
A lot of people did vote, and more people who voted Cecily voted. It was like record turnout. A lot of people participated in this election, which is a great thing.
Well, and that's, a lot of people have been telling me, look, we've won some ground when it comes to female representation in other places, including California, right here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and right here in Tammy Duckworth has won. For people who get annoyed with us for feeling disappointed. It's funny. Have you noticed any of that at all? Or are you kind of around people that are as supportive as you are?
Well, of course, everything I have to say and think is preaching to the choir. Everybody around me thinks the same, of course. But, the minute this was decided, I unplugged my cable box and I declared my entry on Safari. So 538 wouldn't be right there for me to click on. I'm so mad at them right now.
I know.
And just kind of gone on a media fast. I gazed at the Tribune today, and I'm just going to let it all go and hope for the best and, support him because he is now our guy. But, and not stand for it if there's an attempt to go backwards in time in terms of rights. That will not be stood for.
I think that's going to be the difference. A lot of people were concerned, whether this is like World War II or before that. I think that because there are so many people who will bear witness, who will not let it stand. And again, I
love how you say that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That is the truth. And again, with people like you, we have to look around and see who are the people that influence us. And I'm so grateful, as I told you off the air, for the body of work that you have. People just loved your character on Glee, loved living in that sort of, everyone has that sort of rage. that your character, just want to be, and I think that's part of it. People, I think what drew people to that character is, saying whatever you wanted. Unfortunately, they also went to a candidate who says whatever he wants, and that's it's a strange place to live. And I know you have you received a Lifetime Achievement Award last night with the Chicago Film Festival and a Comedy Festival. Congratulations on that!
Yeah, thanks so much. That was a joy. Just a great honor and joy to be with those folks.
And I am on the website for your CD that has come out. And people can order this now, or is it pre-order?
No, you can order it now. It's on iTunes. The link is active, and it's ready to go. And we're going to be on HSN Monday night performing live, selling the actual CD. So you can get it on iTunes right now, download it, and sing with it, and or watch us on HSN Monday night.
And this is, again, this is her new album. Jane Lynch has a new Christmas album called Swingin' Little Christmas, also featuring Kate Flannery and Tim Davis with a Tony Guerrero quintet. Mm-hmm. This had to be so much fun to put together, to get into a studio.
Labor of love. Yeah, that labor of love. We did it all ourselves. We paid for it. We marketed it. We created our own label. We were surrounded by like the most talented people who donated their services, and it's just it's total labor of love, and I'm very proud to be running all over town this morning talking about it.
And how's the tour sort of schedule look like for you? Now you're in Chicago. This is the release date for your album, and then the CDs come out on the 14th. What's next?
Yeah, well, we're going to do 3 shows in San Francisco. That'll be basically the songs from the album, and then we'll do one in L.A. on the 21st of December, and that's it. That's all we've got going on. We've got a gig with our original cabaret show in January in Aspen, but that's basically it. We're kind of retiring that show, and we're going to probably either come up with a new one or something else. We'll see.
And because you are a stage performer as well as a film actress and television star, what is there? I mean, obviously, this week is a little bit different when you are, you know, even in the situation of receiving an award at Second City. Do you think the next few weeks, the way you create something next, do you feel like it's going to be well, I'm going to go ahead and guess it's going to be informed by the way things have shook out this week.
Well, I don't know that I'd like to hit the nail on the head that much with anything I do, but, you know, when you dig deep within yourself, you're always going to come up with the stuff that, you know, that you care about. So I doubt that I'll be, like, doing a political satire anytime soon. But, you know, I think the greatest, one of the things that I think one of the greatest gifts we have as human beings is, and not everybody has this, and I'm speaking of our president-elect, but this ability to help set ourselves and to laugh at situations that feel really dark, and to find something funny in them and the ridiculousness of human nature sometimes. And, you know, I think that needs to be front and center.
And that is, I think, going forward, when I mentioned bearing witness, I think that we keep showing up, too, is the other key thing. To keep showing up and keep doing the work.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And you know, we have a society that is of many colors, and of many persuasions, and of many religious devotions, and we're not going to go back.
No.
It just won't happen.
No.
Globalization is not going to stop because of this. It's the natural evolution of life reaching ever forward towards equality and more innovation. And this whole thing of let's put the brakes on it, which is, I think, the impetus for a lot of this, put the brakes on it, go back to the way we were. And, it just never happens that way. I was telling someone yesterday that I think it's almost as if we're, like, taking a step backward. You know how you have to take a step backward in order to, like, go boom, forward?
To sprint, sure.
One step back and, into a sprint. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the midterms.
and as you mentioned, I feel the same way sometimes amongst my friends that I'm preaching to the choir. I have the distinct pleasure of working for WGN Radio and hosting the show.
Yeah.
And we reach, in the middle of the night, we reach 38 states in Canada. So I'm working toward, you know, it's listening to each other, I think, is going to be the most important thing as well.
Yes. And staying positive. And, you know, like Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. You know, we don't give into it. And the way we can, like, blow off steam is find something funny about it. Oops, I just swore on radio.
That's the beauty.
I apologize.
No. You don't have to apologize at all. I mean, that's the thing is that I'm glad that you felt comfortable enough to do that for me. I don't mind at all.
And Michelle Obama would have never said that.
Not at all. Before we let you go, because I know you're on a tight schedule, I did not realize that you were born in Illinois.
Yeah, I'm from Dalton, which is on the south side. And, you know, my family is all still here living in the city. And, you know, we're a couple of generations Chicagoans.
Well, that is great to know. And I hope that next time you come through, I would love to have you live on our show. I'm on from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. So if you're up for staying up late next time you're in town, I'd love to have you in and meet you in person.
That would be great.
Again, we've been
wonderful.
Talking.
I would love that.
Oh, I love hearing that. And you can catch her coming up. You can see her on Monday night on HSN. She'll be performing live from her new CD along with Kate Flannery and Tim Davis and the Tony Guerrero Quintet. Mm-hmm. The CD is A Swingin' Little Christmas, and you can go to KitchOneRecords.com as well as find it on iTunes and Amazon.com. Jane, have a great afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thank you, Patty. I so appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. More after this on 720 WGN.